time for the FarmWord Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by FarmWord Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And Jalen, it's the final day of January, and of course a busy day in the markets, especially when it comes to news between the U.S. and China. Is that having any impact on the markets this morning?
Yeah, I think it is, Scott. You're seeing a little, right away this morning, a little support in soybeans, just on the fact that, there's maybe some optimism about the Chinese talks yesterday and today. We're not going to hear much, if any, of that news or the outcomes of those talks till probably sometime tonight into tomorrow morning. So, I would expect tomorrow's trade to be a little more volatile than we've been used to. Finally, probably getting some concrete news, especially since that, the deadline, the 90-day window or that delay before more tariffs go on is March 1st, so you're a month away. I would say these talks are pretty important unless they would decide to extend that window, further out than March 1st. These talks do have to go pretty well for there to be any hope to get anything done in the next month. President Trump had some optimistic tweets this morning and, saying that the talks were going well and that they'd be meeting in the Oval Office today and that him and the Chinese president, who's not part of these meetings, but that they would have their own additional meeting sometime in February here. So, that added a little optimism, but, we'll have to wait and see what the actual news is that comes out of these talks. Other than that, not much else on the Chinese side. Brazil's moving right along with their harvest as of the 25th of January. So, we're almost a week past that already. It's reported that Brazil's about 13% harvested on their beans compared to 3% on average and 4% last year. So, really about a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of pace there. And they're getting that second crop, Safrinha corn, right in behind it. A week ago or 25th, they were reported 15% planted on that corn crop compared to 4% on average. So, the goal there for them is to plant that as soon as possible, as early as possible, so that by the time that corn pollinates, it's not into their dry season or their winter. So I would say as far as world corn and their crop goes, that should, that would be slightly bearish to our market, and you're probably seeing a little bit in corn today. They're supposed to get some rains next week in Brazil, which would help that corn that was just planted, and they're hoping break them out of a dry cycle there. So obviously yet to be seen. It can change every day, but that's what they're looking at down there.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing support and resistance this week?
Yeah, I would say, if you look at those front month March contracts, which is, that's the contracts the funds are in and are watching the highest volume. So that's the ones I would take a look at support and resistance the most. March beans, 927¾, a big hurdle. If we can get above that, 941. The 200-day moving average is about 920, 921 right now. If we can hold that level and close above it, consistently, we've technically broken out of the top channel a little bit. March corn, 385. It's been a while since we've broken that number. If we do, 388 is definitely the top of the range we've seen for quite a while. So that would be a number on the top side. 371 is bottom side support on corn. And if they would break that, you're looking at another 10 cents or so after that. So definitely some important numbers to watch there. As far as beans go, stochastics are a little overbought on beans. I think, Chinese news is going to trump that, but, that's something to keep an eye on as well, that they're kind of in the top end of the range right now.
So, Jalen, I know that USDA is scheduled to release a bunch of reports throughout the month of February and next week. Are those some of the things that you're going to be watching for in terms of what might be happening in the week to come?
Yeah, I would have said, before the report schedule was released that, one thought was that maybe all the weekly export sales reports that we missed would just get bunched into one, and throw one big number out for the last, sales for the last 5-6 weeks or so. Same with commitment of traders, but that's not what's going to happen. They're going to slowly, release delayed reports. So, for example, export sales were released this morning from way back around Christmas time, which, you know, unless there's giant surprises in there, the market doesn't really care, you know, right now about export sales from a month and a half ago. So, you know, I would say they're really not going to get caught up on those reports, your weekly export sales or the commitment of traders, you know, fund position length there until the end of February. February 22nd, I think March 1st is when they're actually back on normal schedule. That's if the government doesn't shut down again. So, you know, those weekly reports, I think, are going to be, you know, take them with a grain of salt here for the next month. The bigger one's going to be February 8th. You know, that's when your January USDA report, WASDE report that we missed is going to be reported on the 8th. So you're going to see final yields that day. You're going to see updated demand numbers. You know, definitely you pair that with some Chinese news, some Brazilian yields and weather. You know, I would expect volatility to pick up a little bit here in the next couple of weeks. You know, something to watch on that report. We had our weekly ethanol production and stocks this morning here, and that's been down. Ethanol production was down 2.7% compared to the same week last year. So, you know, you go into that February 8th report, you know, I would expect probably 50 to 75 million bushels cut on USDA's estimate for ethanol production this year. You know, that decreases your demand. You think if they lower the national yield one bushel, that's about 90 million bushels. You know, that lower demand of ethanol, unless we increase exports, is going to cut into any supply decrease. So that's something to watch there. You know, ending stocks might not move as much as originally expected unless we do get a substantial yield decrease.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pitig. He is with Farmwood Cooperative. This has been the Farmwood Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwood Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.